teach here on You Are God's Testimony.
Come on.
You are God's testimony.
Amen.
You're His light. You are His witness. If you have your Bible, 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter. Paul writing to the Corinthian church. The way history reads, this was a large church. There was a lot of saints in this church. Paul's writing a letter to them. 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, look at verse 4. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you,
yes,
so that ye come behind in no gift,
right,
waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right.
Amen.
Paul said, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you.
Yes.
Now, we are God's light. You are God's witness. And Jesus said that you are the light of the world.
Right.
A city set on a hill that cannot be hid.
Yeah.
Do a man light a candle and hide it under a bushel? No. He sets it up so everybody in the house can see the light of that little candle. We are the light of the world. He goes on to say, you are the salt of the earth. We are to be a preservative. A preservative. Now, I don't know about you, but I like salt, but salt don't like me. If I eat too much of it, it runs my blood pressure up, and I can tell every time when my blood pressure starts going up, and whoo, whoo, up on the sides of my head. Mary said, did you eat too many potato chips? Well, yeah, I ate quite a bit of them. What about Fritos? I got a handful of them too. So it runs your blood pressure up. But what I say, what salt does in the natural, it enhances the flavor of your food.
Right.
Now, my mom-in-law, when she had a major heart attack, she was up there in the hospital and everything, and it was the doctor's strict orders, you stay away from the salt. My mother-in-law, she'd catch all the nurses out and everything, and she'd whisper to Mary, she said, can you go get me a pack of salt? Bring that food in there, and she craved the salt.
Right.
I'll tell you, it enhances the flavor.
Right.
Amen. Brings it out. Salt is a preservative too.
Right.
I know back years ago when they killed these big hogs and everything, and they would put them in a smokehouse.
Yep.
They'd cut them things up in sections and everything, and they would pack that meat in salt.
Yep.
Why did they do that? Yep. To preserve it, to keep it from rotting and corrupting.
Right.
Salt will keep you. It will keep you fresh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Back in the Bible days when you had wounds, they didn't have medical stuff like we got now, antibiotics and everything, but you had open wounds. You had cuts. And it was getting infected and pus are running out of it. They would pour salt inside of those wounds to kill all the bacteria.
Right.
Oh, Lord, it was a homemade antibiotic. Amen. The Bible said that we are the salt of the earth.
Right.
And if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?
Right.
It is thenceforth good for nothing,
right,
but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men.
Right. Right.
So when the salt lost its saltness, they would take it and shovel it up. and make pathways between their houses to go down the street, because that was all that it was good for. But I tell you, whenever you seek the Lord, you get in His holy word and you begin to pray, the Lord will take the salt shaker of heaven and He'll pour salt down inside of your heart. He'll put flavor in you. He'll put a desire in you. I'm telling you, there's something about the Spirit of God that He'll preserve you, and you will be an influence unto others. Hallelujah. You are a light and you are salt unto this wicked, sinful society that we live in. I'm telling you, I don't go where I used to go. I don't live like I used to live. I walk different and my talk is different, because I've been to Calvary and down on bending knees at an altar of prayer. The Lord salted me a long time ago with the salt of heaven, and He poured it inside of me. And I don't care how corrupt this world and the society is around me. They can live the way they want to live, but as for me, I got something preserving me, and it's a keeping me holy. It's a keeping me sanctified. I'm a telling you, this thing is real. I'm a telling you, they ain't no light without fire. And it takes the fire of God down inside of your heart. Hallelujah. To light the candle. Raise your little hand to the Lord. Hallelujah. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, enlightening the inwardmost parts of the belly. I'm telling you, there is a light that He'll guide you into the ways of righteousness and into the ways of holiness. And people will know your walk and they'll know your talk, because God lives inside of you.
Right. Amen.
Woo!
Yeah, glory.
Shout that in the devil's ear.
Glory, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise.
You are.
Yeah.
You are the called out.
Come on.
You are peculiar.
Come on.
God brought you out of darkness.
Come on.
And He brought you into the marvelous light.
Yeah.
And He put His good spirit
right
down inside of you. My desires are different than this world.
Yeah.
Well, glory to God.
Come
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory.
You're a light. You are the salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Something about salt.
Jeez.
Oh, if I could get away with it right now, I'd get me a double order of large french fries.
Yeah, the salt to it. Glory to God.
Well, glory to God. Get me a big old Pepsi about this tall, and I'd eat every one of those fries. Hallelujah. And I tell you, when you intake a lot of salt, you know what happens? Whoa, your mouth gets salty.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. With a large amount of salt, you get so thirsty, you head to the refrigerator, Sister Jenny, and get one of those 24 ounces of mountain water and say they ain't nothing. Hallelujah. That can satisfy your thirst. Like a good cold, a glass of water.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, what we need is the Lord assault us until we crave the water of heaven. Lord, rain. Rain, Lord, send the water. Hallelujah, fill the well. My Lord, make us salty.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hey, hey. Hey, give me a drink, Lord. I feel the salt. I feel the savor. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He satisfies the longing soul. Hallelujah. How many's drink? How many's drunk the water before it satisfies you? Hallelujah. Salt will make you thirsty.
Yes, yes.
Brother Ronnie, man, just up here praising God, worshiping God, man. How do you go on them drums over there?
Yes.
Honest, you're the best one. I don't tell nobody else this, but you're the best one I've ever played a bass. Listen, I'm telling you, he keeps me in beat. There's just something about that anointing on those drums. Oh, glory to God. Getting up and praising the Lord, those hands are going up. You know what it is? It's a salt. I'm sitting over here saying, Lord, give me a drink. Give me a drink.
Holy, holy, holy.
Give me a drink, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes,
that makes me want to drink.
Yes.
Well, glory. Brother Ron, when you get up on that organ, hallelujah, the keys, and begin to sing. Hallelujah. And Sister Linda Gale, and that head begins to go like this. Hallelujah. Give me a drink, Lord. Hallelujah. I pour it out. I feel the Lord in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's something about this. I tell you, you can make an influence all upon others around you. There is an inspiration of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God. Hey, give him a wave offering. Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, have you ears. Jesus, praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Do you know what a testimony
praise
is?
Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
It's to tell, to show, and to shine out to others that you are different.
Amen.
Come on.
You're a child of God and you're proud of it.
Come on. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, you're different. You've been called out. You've been redeemed by the blood.
Yeah.
And washed and sanctified.
Yeah.
You're different from the world. Hallelujah. You're a child of the King.
Yeah.
You're a Christian.
Yeah.
And you know that Jesus lives inside of your heart.
Yeah.
A real testimony is to declare and show others that there's been a change in you.
Yeah.
You're not the same person you used to be.
Come on.
Your walk and your talk and your dress is different.
Yeah.
You don't act the same anymore. And that old carnal man and the sinful nature has passed away.
Yeah.
And behold, all things are become new.
Yeah.
I'm like you, Brother Charles.
When
I knelt on bended knees, hallelujah, 10 more days, I'll be saved 49 long years. And I'm telling you, it's just as rich and just as real and just as alive, and it's a burning just as bright as it was 49 years ago. I praise him, church.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Lord has not changed. I'm telling you, if you ain't close to the Lord, and if you lost your desire,
yeah,
and if you lost the salt,
yeah,
and the effect of it, I get it back in your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes. Take another.
Get it back.
Get it back.
God ain't changed, Brother Bill.
No.
Woo.
No.
Hallelujah.
No.
God ain't changed a bit.
No.
Woo.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
The
Spirit of God still quickens.
Come on.
He still lifts up. He still puts a desire in you.
Amen.
When you're truly saved and born again, God comes in your heart, your whole life changes. Your taste and your desires are different. The old sinful world and its amusements and its music and its fads and its old worldly ungodly styles, they just don't appeal to you anymore. When the sweetness of the Lord comes in and the joy of God's salvation comes in, you'll keep coming back for more and more and more. You won't want the old world and its ways anymore. Thank God I traded the bad and the bitter for the good and the sweet. Hallelujah. Can you tell a psalmist David what a real testimony is? You better believe I can, the psalmist says. Psalm 66:16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done of my soul. Hallelujah. And you say, many times I've been like David. I've been down a rock bottom. You talk about a roller coaster ride. Oh, David was on the highest mountains with God. And he said, he's given me the feet of the hinds of feet, and he set me up on the high places. Hallelujah. All of my springs are in thee, O Lord. But old David knows. He said, I've been at death's door. I've been at rock bottom. But I'm telling you, when the Lord gets you ready, he'll reach right down to where you are, and he'll lift you up. And David said, he's given me a new song, even praise unto my God, because he brought me out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock to stay, and he put a song down in my mouth and down in my heart. I magnify the Lord, I extol thee, O Lord, and I lift up my hands unto thee. It's because of him that we live and we move and we have our being. Yes. It's all in God.
Yes, amen. Yes.
You got the salt?
Amen. Come on.
You got the salt?
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
I get this at the house.
Come on.
I told Mary the other day, I'm about ready to run in this house. She said, take off.
Take off.
Yes.
Come on.
This thing is real.
Yeah.
It is sweet.
Yeah.
It's sweet to the taste.
Come on.
No wonder David said, it's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb.
Yeah.
Well, praise be to the Lord.
Come on.
How many wants it?
Come
How many's got it?
Come
Hallelujah.
On.
How many's are drinking from that well? That never runs dry. There's a fountain open up on Calvary. Come ye that are thirsty, and drink of this water, of this life-giving water. Hallelujah, it's poured out.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hey, you got it?
Come on. Jesus. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah.
She said, run.
Come on.
And I took off right through the house.
Yes. Come on.
Well, glory to God.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
You can have it.
Yes.
If I got it.
Come
if
on.
He's got it. Come if she's got it. You can have it too.
Yes.
There's excitement.
Yes.
It's serving the Lord.
Yes. There's a zeal. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I get back in my study.
Oh, Jesus.
And I pray and read. I get my Bible. Lay in my lap. I'll read several chapters. I told her just once, a couple days ago. I said, I was reading this scripture right here. I read it, I don't know how many times. And I said, I read it this time. It leapt plumb off on that page. It leaped. And I said, I couldn't even tell her if I was crying. I said, oh, Lord, this feels so good.
Yes.
You know, if we'll take time to spend quality time with God and Jesus, be still.
Right.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes time to get a hold of God. Where our trouble is from here up.
Yes.
Listen, you got Jesus in your heart. I believe everybody in this church has Jesus in the heart. You got the Spirit of God in your heart. You got the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
But what it is, a lot of times, we don't take time to quieten this thing down right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
This thing is busy 24/7.
That's right.
Yes.
We do. We work.
Yes.
We talk. We visit. We go. Right here.
Right.
There is a key of getting a hold of God to where the Holy Ghost can speak to you. You have to bring this under subjection. I'm trying to help you. You have to pull down the strongholds. Those things that are strong in your life that you worry about. The cares, the problems, the worries, the fears, the temptations, the trials, what other people are doing, what other people are saying. Listen, you have to quieten this down. Pull down the strongholds, casting down the imaginations, and bringing every thought into the captivity of Christ. If I bring something into captivity, I reach out there and say, you ain't going any farther. You come back here. Come on. We go into places right here and we let our mind run like a wild stallion sometimes. We're up and down the street. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're watching this. We're listening that. We're living in a time, my friend, that we need the Holy Ghost. Come on, we need a visitation of God. We need a refreshing and a revival. We need a last day of revival. Come on, come on. Yes, we need a move of God, but we're going to have to conquer some things right here and bring it under subjection. The renewing of your mind. Hallelujah, by the Spirit of God. And when you spend quality time praying and reading your word, you will get stronger and stronger, and you will feel the wheel in the middle of the wheel and the fire that is shut up in your bones. I tell you, it will make a difference.
Jesus. It'll do it.
It'll do it.
Yes.
You'd be surprised how many people we visit in 24 hours.
Right here. Yep. Yeah. Amen.
It is the truth.
Absolutely.
Right here, children.
Right
here is the key. Come on. I like my cell phone. I can text. I can do things. I can look up important things on it. But when it takes me away from spiritual things. Boy, it's quiet in here, brother.
Come on, come on.
Listen.
Come on.
When I'm watching YouTube clips.
Yep.
When I'm watching TikTok, whatever that is. And watching all this other stuff. What is it? Well, all of this stuff, watch it. We're staying in fellowship with flesh. We're staying in connection with the carnal and with the connection with this world. Come on now. And we lose God's touch right here. We lose that spiritual connection right here. God, you'd be surprised the things God has to break through to get to our heart. Come on. Your mind, your ears, your eyes are the gateway to your heart.
Yeah.
There's a golden cord that reaches from your mind, your thought life. A golden cord. It's a channel that goes down into your heart. You cannot feed Jesus there with all of this carnal and all of this world. It'll choke God out.
Yep. Right. Amen.
Right. Come on.
Yes. Amen.
It'll choke him out.
Yeah.
He can't move. He can't bless. We come to church. We ain't able to get in. We feel an overflow from somebody else. Hallelujah. Their cups are running over. And it splashes on us. But wouldn't it be a lot better if you could drink water out of your own well?
Right.
Wouldn't it be a whole lot better if you prayed it down and got it for yourself and you was able to get in the Spirit?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Nobody had to pump you and nobody had to prime you. You spent time with the Lord today. Raise your little hand to heaven. I spent time with the Lord today and I'm ready to have church. I come out of worship. I come to lift up my hands and to praise Him. Yes. No wonder Jesus said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, not nobody else's, yours. And when thou enterest into thy closet,
right.
Shut to the door. When you go in there, the Lord ought to hear a loud
slam.
That ain't loud enough, but anyway. The Lord ought to see you and know that you mean business. Listen, Father looks at the Son, look at Him. He's hungry for me and He's hungry for a blessing. He needs my help. Jesus said, yeah, I know. Look at Him. He's already shut the door. Look at Him. Look at her. They're picking up my word. 30 minutes later, no hurry. I know we got jobs. A lot of us have jobs, but a lot of us don't.
Yeah.
They ain't no hurry. 30 minutes. 30 minutes later, they're reading the word and they scoot the Bible out on the end of their knees and they just raise both of these hands and say, Jesus, I love you and I love your holy word, God. Oh, nothing any better than to be in your presence. I love you for your word, Lord. I extol thy name, Jesus, your name. I lift you up and I worship you and I thank you for what I have, what I know, what you've showed me, what you've taught me. I praise you, Lord, for supplying every need. I thank you. You're my need supplier, my soul provider. I thank you for your salvation. Raise your little hand, everybody in that church. Lord, we praise you here tonight, Lord. Help us. Jesus, would you teach us by the Spirit? Lord, give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. God, give us understanding. Enlighten our eyes to see how that we can draw near to you and draw nigh to you, Lord, and begin to put you first, Lord, in the little things in life, to seek you, to seek your face. As David said to Solomon, as long as you seek the Lord, he'll be found of you, Solomon. Seek his face. Seek his strength continually. You know what the Lord will do? The Lord will send a blessing down. The Lord will send a touchdown. The Lord will send a reviving down. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it ain't hard to worship. It ain't hard to praise the Lord. Brother Ron sings that song. It ain't so hard to praise Him. How's that go? When I think of all that He's done, it ain't so hard to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, I tried my best to help us here tonight. If you'll take this and really work with it, you'll see a difference in your heart. You'll see a difference in your life. You come through those doors and say, Lord, I came for a blessing. And I put you first today and all week. I've hungered for you and I've thirsted for you. There's just something about a confidence. The more you pray, the more confident you get in here. Woo! The more confidence, the more that you seek God, you got a confidence on the inside. My blessings are coming. Hallelujah, God. The touches are coming. I'm going to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. I'm going to be thankful and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth unto all generations. Am I still in the book? Am I still preaching the truth here tonight? Hey, Lord, I renew our mind. Lord, in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, renew us in our spirit. Would you stand as they come? Hallelujah to God. Oh, blessed Lord, blessed Lord, blessed Lord. Don't let the devil steal your time.
That's right.
Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he said, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. You know what redeeming the time means? To buy up the time that's remaining that you got left in your clock. I don't know how many grains of sand I got left in my hourglass. But when the last one drops through, how about that little grain of sand saying, praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. You've been good to me. Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, let's find a place and pray right now. Say, God, it's time that we spend quality time with you, Lord, to be renewed. Come on, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on the hill. You are the candle that lights your family, lights them up in your own home. You are the salt and the savor. You are the purifier, dear Lord. Yes, you are the preserver. Come on, say, salt me, Jesus. Salt me, Lord, in my heart. Make me thirsty, Lord, for you. I crave and I'm thirsty for the living water. Hallelujah to God.
Praise the Lord, I want more. And I'm coming back for more, Lord, more, more. Hallelujah, more, Jesus, more. As I see that day approaching, God, I want more. Hallelujah. Everlasting and everlasting, Jesus. Joy and sweet all of the glory. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, honey.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Yes.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Feel my cup.